KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If you're looking for joyous fun, Disney's Zootopia is utopia. The heroine is Judy Hopps, a young bunny rabbit who yearns to be a cop. At one point, a cheetah desk sergeant tells her that she's cute. She bristles at the C-word and tells him that a bunny can call a bunny cute, but it's not okay when other animals do it. I get that, and I mean no disrespect, but she really is cute. And like the movie as a whole, she's funny, sweet, sophisticated, and adventurous. It's always good news when a movie is good. Better still, Zootopia marks another step in the resurgence, the reanimation, of Walt Disney Animation Studios. The studio was once a peerless producer of classic cartoons, but it lost its way, just as Pixar and DreamWorks were showing the world what could be done with powerful computers in the service of potent stories. More recently, though, Disney has produced such hits as Tangled, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen, and Big Hero 6, and this new feature maintains the momentum. There's a sense of young talent, or seasoned talent still young in spirit, that's eager to fill every moment of every scene with comic inventions, starting with the advice Judy gets from her loving, cautious, carrot-farming parents. It's great to have dreams, as long as you don't believe in them too much. The city of her dreams is Zootopia, a necco-bright capital of biodiversity laid out in environmental districts that could be mistaken for areas of a theme park. The ZPD has never had a bunny cop, but Judy gets a leg up from Zootopia's Mammal Inclusion Initiative, which could be mistaken for affirmative action. Once on the force, she comes up against a macho police chief, a buffalo named Bogo, and finds herself relegated to traffic duty until she teams up with a scam artist fox, Nick Wilde, to solve a missing mammal case. "We need to acknowledge the elephant in the room," Chief Bogo announces at a morning lineup, and of course it's an elephant. "We need to acknowledge another elephant in the room, Disney's long-standing penchant for dispensing life lessons. But in Zootopia, that elephant turns out to be particularly agile and light-footed. Take the issue of racial, or rather species, tension. In a city that's 90% prey and 10% predator, everyone has been living together in harmony. Suddenly, though, the hitherto peaceful predators turn savage. What's going on? Have they simply reverted to their genetic nature?" That's everyone's first assumption, and one that Judy buys into until she realizes not only that the assumption is wrong, but that she, too, has fallen prey to species profiling. The film had two directors, Byron Howard and Rich Moore, and a co-director, Jared Bush. The terrific voice cast includes Jennifer Goodwin as Judy, Jason Bateman as Nick, and Idris Elba as Bogo. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.